Now, whether it's a free fire zone or not, we can't go into that. I don't know why not. That's a fact and circumstance which permit certain operations, and I think we'll be able to show. I don't care what the regulations particularly may say, that it's only for artillery fire. I doubt that very much. But even if they do, the mental process of these men that were in this platoon is what would determine premeditation, intent to kill, and if they're led to believe by their instructions and their teachings that a free fire zone means you can search, destroy, and kill anything in that area, I think that they're entitled to show that. So certainly the free fire zone is a matter which is relevant, competent material in this case. Now, whether or not members of the accused unit who participated in the operation have or have not been charged with criminal conduct or punishment for participating in that operation, that to me is really fantastic. To tell me that I can't ask if a man's been granted immunity and isn't going to be prosecuted by the United States government because they're buying his testimony at the expense of him not being prosecuted, I think to contend that the government can do that reaches absurdity. I've never heard of such a thing that I can't ask whether a man's been granted immunity or not. And yet I can't ask him about the crimes. I can't even ask him if they anything about their background in that connection. So I think that that's spurious. Now, whether or not the Viet Cong or North Vietnamese troops have perpetrated atrocities and human acts, I still think if we lay a foundation, we can show under the law of the United States Army itself that retribution is a relevant and material matter, and we can go into that. So to say that we can't show the climate under which these men are operating does away with the very basis of what the field manual and the documents United States Army say, that the members of the court in considering an order must give consideration to the fact that it happened in the combat area and the rules and regulations as told to the men in that combat area, and not by the rules that they read in the Pentagon building. And so I say that is material and relevant. The Central Intelligence Agencies, certainly we can't be barred from going into what they did. They did something that in any way, shape, or form created a condition which changed the mental process of these men that are in combat. And somewhere along the line, somebody's got to realize in this case that these are combat troops that are given a mission to search and destroy. They had their lives to preserve. These aren't prisoners in compounds where they're mown down by machine guns. These are people who have combat missions. Step by step must be carried out. And to me, all those facts and circumstances are certainly relevant and competent. Whether or not the Viet Cong or the North Vietnamese perpetrated atrocities or human acts against United States troops, unknown to the accused or members of his unit, I think that's entirely irrelevant. I think if we show that some of these were known to the accused, but that's the climate under which everybody is acting, everybody is talking, everybody is operating in this combat zone, certainly that to me would be relevant evidence. Because after all, I think soldiers live in the climate of their teachings. They live in the climate of, if the policy of the United States Army over there and to search and destroy means anything, it means to destroy everything there. And if the orders show that they were given, these boys were given instructions to kill everything, including civilians, in order to carry out their mission, I think that's relevant. It's relevant for the merits of the case, and it's relevant for extenuation and litigation.